You know, my mother used to say when I would get in trouble or did something wrong, Jimmy, I brought you into this world and I can take you out of it. Well, the voters of New York State brought us public servants into this world of public service government. And what we're trying to do today is enhance their ability when they believe their elected officials have been derelict in their duty, have not lived up to their oath of office, to remove them from office. 19 other states have recall legislation. We would like to put our confidence in the people of New York State. I've seen a lot of governors come and go. I've seen a lot of leaders come and go. I see a lot of talk, a lot of discussion, but we still see the negative activity taking place here. I think we have to rely on our voters, on the constituents, the people who are most important, to partner with us. We certainly are going to have another holistic approach on our side to partner with them of what we can do to reform government activities. But I think it starts with recall, allowing them, as other governments in 19 other states, to make the decision that you've left your oath of office somewhere, you haven't lived up to your obligations, you're fired. And I think we can engender some confidence in them and show that we have confidence in them. So today we called for a recall in the state of New York. I can't think of a state, more importantly, that needs to be the 20th state to provide recall to empower the people of New York State to make some immediate decisions about the service of their elected officials.
Specifically, how would this work? How would a recall begin? Would petitions have to be gathered?
Yes, they would gather petitions and they would get 20% of the total electoral vote in the previous election. It would be for governor, it would be for attorney general, it would be for controller, it would be for senators, it would be for assembly persons. If they gathered 20% of the vote and signatures, that would go before the Secretary of State. He would validate those signatures, and then there would be an election.
Senator Dean Skelos said yesterday he doesn't believe any law, any campaign finance law, any ethics law would have stopped what happened in New York City, the corruption cases down there, the one facing Senator Smith. Do you agree that a law really can't stop this kind of activity? If somebody's dishonest, they're going to be dishonest.
I can't agree with him more that there's no law that will stop every type of criminal element in the world. We're going to have a holistic approach, but we want to start with empowering the public. But I think this law would have stopped what took place because those individuals who have done these activities have had a history of doing those types of activities. And if this law was in place, they could have recalled this elected official a long time ago before he got to the point where he was involved in bribing and this large amount of criminal activities.